Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, we knew that could be tough, right? You get this far, they're going to be tough. And there were some hard moments in that game. But we embraced the adversity and we have found a way. That's all that f***ing matters right now. That's all that matters right now. How about that championship defense?
Championship defense.
Boom, 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 boom. Defense. We talked about hitting Stafford. We hit him from the beginning all the way to the end. That was an unbelievable job. That was an unbelievable job. Guys, we were able to run the football in the conditions, and we found a way, right? All that did for me, besides put this chain on me, thank you, Chauncey, has made me hungry as f***. I'm so f***ing hungry, and I know you guys feel the same way. I love you guys. All right, let's go do this. We got business to finish. We got f***ing business to finish. Break it down.
You know, this made me think of Coach Sirianni in rarefied air, for the most part, as an Eagles coach, right? Two 14-win seasons?
Yep. Matt's only got to do that. Yeah. And now he can go to his second Super Bowl.
Man. And
I know what Kyle's about to say.
What are you about to say?
I tried to warn you guys.
Two wins until?
That's right. He becomes the greatest coach in Eagles history.
Well, that's a debate, not a fact.
No.
I mean, I don't agree.
Greatness.
Well, I have
he
not.
He better win it.
I don't have anything bad to say. He's got his team in the title game. Throwing on second down on the final drive made me almost like jump out a window. But besides that, he coached a fine game. I know there was some stuff yesterday about letting the clock run down at the end of the first half. I put that more on the quarterback and taking the sack. I mean, they were out of field goal range. I'm not mad at him for that. They were going backwards. You have an unreliable kicker and you're taking sacks. Hugh, I guess they could have been a little more aggressive at the end of the first half, but I was all right with it.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you what. Coach Sirianni has made a conscious effort to become a more calm coach on the sideline, in my opinion, and to be, I guess, just to be more like button up. I guess that's the best way of saying it. He's just more, a little bit more button up.
Watching the way he's evolved as a coach this year, it kind of reminds me of Brian Billick with the Ravens. Because Brian Billick was an offensive coordinator of that Vikings team with Randall Cunningham. Like, Brian Billick was supposed to be an offensive guy.
Yeah.
And then he got to Baltimore. Within a couple years, like, he realized, I have the best defense maybe ever. I'm going to punt and play defense and run the ball and not lose the game with the quarterback situation. And they won the Super Bowl. I mean, he figured out a way. And that's what the coach's job is, right? Just to find a way to win with what he has. And Sirianni's got this team a win away from the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up. We will in a few minutes. I'm going to try to rank that Saquon run to seal the game among the best plays ever at Lincoln Financial Field. I think it's a legendary Lincoln Financial Field moment, considering how big of a moment it was, what it basically did. I know the Rams then came back, but it basically sealed a playoff win, 78 yards, and then just him hitting his helmet. There's something about that, like all that emotion that was there with him. I'll rank him coming up in a few minutes. First, let's go to the phone lines here. We have Lawrence, who's in Philadelphia. Hey, Lawrence.
Yo.
Yo, Lawrence, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man? Thanks for taking the call,
what's
man.
Going on, man.
You got it, man. What's up?
Hey, Plant Base. Man, look, I've been calling this shit for 38 years, man. And this is a redemption game for Jalen Hurts, man. Only in my opinion, man, because they knocked him out the game, man. That's all I got. And also, man, when we win this game, then we go play in the Super Bowl. It's a redemption game for Sirianni.
For the Super Bowl or the Chiefs? Who are you playing? Are we going to play the Chiefs?
That's what it sounds like.
We're going to play Kansas City, man. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have North Broad Street, South Broad Street. They're going to be greasing the poles down because it's going to be so freaking hype.
Well, it is.
It lasts in 27. Come on, man. You don't see it, man? Y'all guys don't see it?
I could see that. Yeah, I do think the Chiefs are going to win. So that would be
I'm in my 60s, man. I'm 64, man.
Are you going to be sliding down the poles on Broad Street?
Hell no, man. You know where they're going to be at, man. Come on, guys. Y'all lived it, man. I don't know if you lived it, but damn, you saw that, man. And this is where we headed to, man.
I don't remember nobody sliding down no poles.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when the Phillies won.
Yeah.
There was a lot of pole slides.
Well, they grease them. They try to kind of get you away from them.
That was crazy.
They put the Crisco on.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Exactly. Down on Spruce Street, bro.
Sure.
Spruce. You had thousands of fans. So you can just imagine this time, right, man? Like.
Well, Lawrence, when we're doing our show from the parade, I better see you hanging from a lamppost.
No, man. Y'all need to be on that float, man. Hopefully the Eagles let y'all be on those floats, man.
I don't want to be on the float.
Oh, that'd be awesome. What do you mean you don't want to be on the float?
I don't want to be on the float.
Well, what if that's where we're doing our show from, a moving show?
I would venture to say that that's not going to be the case.
Oh, right, that'd be awesome. You're Lawrence, right, I like that idea. How about Lawrence giving us the idea of a moving parade float show?
Nah. I don't want to be on. It's going to be cold out there, man.
You have a coat now.
Yeah, but not, I don't feel like, I mean, I want to be a part of it. I want to go to the parade. I want to have a parade. But
I don't expect an invitation in the parade.
We're definitely not going to get that.
I don't think we even deserve one. They win.
We talk about it. But
if they invited us, how could we turn that down?
I would turn it down.
Turn it down?
Yeah, I would decline. I would respectfully.
A parade float show?
Yes, I would respectfully decline.
You never got to do a parade.
No, I haven't.
So this would be your shot. That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, I went to one though, and I enjoyed it immensely. But no, I wouldn't want to be on the float.
Wow. Well, now we know what happens if we get the invitation. I guess we have to say no. We gotta do it as a team, or we don't.
Well,
if you
want to go,
no,
then I'll go. I just won't have a lot to say.
We have to do the show from the parade.
Well, I guess I will have a lot to say because I ain't
contractually.
Gotta,
you have to talk.
I gotta talk.
That's your job. All right, Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, what's going on? Happy Victory Monday, man.
Happy Victory Monday, Anthony. What are you thinking?
Hey, I got a point to make. I got a question, then I got a point to make. So y'all don't hang up on me. Let me get through this.
Okay. You got it.
Okay. So if I told you guys that Jalen Hurts yesterday had 250 yards passing in the air, had a running touchdown for 40-something yards, didn't turn the ball over, and manage the game the way that a quarterback is supposed to, would that be a good game?
Sure.
Okay, so the fact that he didn't have 250 yards, that wasn't his fault because he had 128 yards passing in the air, and then the other guys dropped, balls that would have equated to about 123 yards in the game.
Sure, but he took 7 sacks and a safety. That means he didn't manage the game well.
No. But I'm watching this game yesterday, right, and I'm watching the Baltimore, and I'm watching – Baltimore and Buffalo play yesterday.
Yeah.
And these guys who are, MVP caliber quarterbacks this year, they're making the same mistakes. They're doing,
Anthony, no one's taking 7 sacks. You can't take 7 sacks.
No, I'm not. Listen, what I'm saying is y'all guys are talking like this guy, like he's doing what it takes for us to win football.
You use a hypothetical. Let me throw one at you. Anthony, okay. If Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matthew Stafford, you can't say the same thing. The same game Hold on. But let me finish.
Okay.
You think the game he played was qualified as what it takes to win. That's because his teammates made plays to make that happen. Like, if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Stafford and Stafford hits Higbee for another touchdown, they probably lose.
Okay,
and I could point back to the safety or the sacks that took him out of field goal range. Like we're using the result and saying that's why it works.
Let me give you something.
Okay.
So yesterday you got Slay, who had a hell of a game, and you got C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They both gave up two of the easiest touchdowns. The weather was bad, but that touchdown that C.J. Gardner-Johnson gave up, where the tight end just basically spun off of him and he just stopped his feet. You don't give it. See, they don't usually give up that kind of stuff, but he did yesterday. So you're talking about a touchdown there. Slay gave up the same kind of touchdown on the opposite side of the field yesterday when he just stopped because he probably thought the game was out of hand. We're up 14 points at that time. So there was a lot of things that happened in the game yesterday where you could say if this guy or that guy don't do this.
Right, of course. Anthony, just remove the result. Do you think the passing game is good right now?
I think that the passing game, when I watch Jalen Hurts play football, I think that, and this is my honest truth, this is me, right? I think that as a sports guy myself, I think what Jalen Hurts did earlier this year, when they came out of the bye and he heard that they, you know, offensive line went into the locker room, there's questions about the passing game, I don't think Jalen Hurts lost confidence in himself. I think Jalen Hurts went to the coaching staff himself and said, hey, guys, okay, there's a lot of noise from the outside now. It's inside, all this and that. What do we need to do to win? Let's get there. How do we get there? It's run the ball. Okay, let's run the ball then. I'm not going to turn the ball over. I'm going to let the horses eat. I'm going to let y'all do what y'all got to do. Let's run the ball. So to me, I think.
And it is a long way of saying yes or no. Is the passing game good right now?
Yeah, no. It's good enough for me.
No, it's not. It's not good. Like, they're winning, but this is not a good passing game right now. They threw for 65 net passing yards yesterday.
Okay, so they took seven sacks.
Hold on. They took seven sacks and a safety. They got two sacks out of field goal range. The quarterback took those sacks. And everyone, hold on. Everyone that's on the no turnovers thing. You know, if Kenny Gainwell doesn't jump on the fumble, he has a turnover yesterday. If the quarterback fumbles, that's a problem. And yesterday, he was not mistake-free. He took a safety and fumbled.
Nobody's talking about it. Who's saying he was mistake-free?
I'm saying the other games where they made mistakes, the other quarterbacks.
This is what I'm saying to you, bro. After every
win,
we're getting closer and closer to the Super Bowl. The second time that this team has gone to the NFC game in a couple years, we're on our way back to the Super Bowl, and you're sitting here continuously talking about what the man's not doing. We're winning football games.
What are we talking about?
Well, you called in about him. We're talking about Saquon.
We were talking about Saquon, dog. But
Hugh, I'll get on you in a second. You were talking about what you spoke for all of Philadelphia earlier when you're talking about. Oh, everybody would. I'm not taking Jalen.
Everybody, dog. Okay, Anthony. Now you telling a like I don't like to call nobody a lie, but Anthony, you look at Anthony. Listen, dog. Listen. You not about to sit here and tell me, Anthony. You not about to sit here and tell me you didn't look at that young man and see what he was doing and was a little bit envious. You don't put words in my mouth because I didn't say I would take him over Jalen. I said envious. It's a big difference.
You said that's where you were going.
I'm right because of the way he played this weekend. You didn't get envious when you saw that.
You speak for you.
No, okay. Well, Anthony, since you want to be delusional, that's fine. Because when I speak to people, I speak to people because I'm being honest and I'm being forthcoming in what I'm thinking. You cannot sit there and tell me when you saw that young man out there playing against that defense against the Detroit Lions that you weren't somewhat envious about his performance. If you say you weren't, you're lying. I didn't say he was better than Jalen. I said he was. You were envious.
This is what I'm going to say, Hugh. I ain't going to go back and forth because you're one of my favorite players of all time, man. I ain't going to go back and forth with you.
Forget about that. Go after him.
I ain't doing that. This is what I'm saying, Hugh. All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, when I look at the past, I've been an Eagles fan since 95, which I think it was Randall Cunningham's last year here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been an Eagles fan that long, 30 years at this point. I watched my dad called Donovan McNabb, the dirtball man. I watched the team here with Michael Vick where they were solid, but you know, had an all-star kind of roster, but you just had some things going on in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Carson Wentz go through what he went through here. I got now here in a quarterback, a slow but steady guy who's imperfect, who does not feel like, he's not like Carson where I need to be the guy. I need to be the one that makes this happen. He's going to listen to the coach. He don't have to have it be him, and he's going to do what you ask him to do, and it ain't always going to look the way that the fans want it to look.
Anthony, I appreciate that about him, but I don't know what, like, I think...
Ain't nothing wrong with that,
I think we go too far. Like, maybe you think some people are too hard on him, but then we go too far to make things normal. Say, taking safeties from the 8-yard line is not normal. Anthony, the comparison I have is young Russell Wilson. They didn't win because of Russell Wilson. He was good, but it wasn't like that. Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes now. That's not what it was. They won because their defense and their running game. We have the same thing. It works. But, I'm not going to, bend over backwards after seven sacks and say, wow, Jalen, I'm so thankful.
And you know what, Anthony? I hear what you're saying. But when I critique Jalen, I don't consider any of that as a factor why I'm critiquing him. I'm looking at it from strictly, purely football and trying to put my team in the best possible position to be successful. Now, when I said the comments about Jaden, that's what I was talking about, the poise in the pocket, the pretty balls that he was throwing and all that stuff. Yeah, that might be a pause moment right there. But that's all I'm talking about.
Heart.
But and you know, and I get where you're coming from because as a you know, quarterbacks that are like Jalen, they get critiqued or criticized all the time. But when I talk about him and I compare him to Jaden Daniels, it's the play on the field, brother. That's it. That's all I care about.
And I get that, Hugh. I'm going to just make this one last point, and then I got my question. I'm going to let y'all guys speak to it. So we look at this year, right? You look at the quarterbacks that are left in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So before a season starts, I tell y'all all the time, I'm a basketball guy. If I had to draw what I want my point guard to be like, right? I want my point guard to be able to pass. I want him to be able to knock down shots. I want him to be able to do all these things. If you're talking about the quarterback before the season starts, we don't have one. I get what you're saying because Jaden Daniels is that guy. To me, skill set wise, he's the best quarterback in the NFC right now, without a question. That's not what I'm talking about, though. What I'm talking about is all the intangibles. One, playing in Philadelphia is one of the hardest things you can do. That's number one. Number two, when you look at what Jalen Hurts does, one of the best things about him is his ability to take himself out of the equation and say, okay, whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do that. You know better than anybody. When you get to the pro level, there's some ego that comes with that. I'm that guy that comes with that. And Jalen is able to take himself out of that and say, guys, I want to – the main thing is the main thing. That's winning. I want to do whatever it takes to do that. So I love Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm. but he got to show me. You can't just show up one year and he's having a hell of a year, probably the best year of any rookie quarterback.
But Anthony, not to cut you off, but guess who else did the exact same thing that Jaden Daniels is doing this year?
The quarterback from Houston last year.
And Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts did it when he went to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts did it the year that he got all that bread. Remember that?
You know what's
unfortunate about that position, Ant, is that we do it all the time. Like as soon as we see, because it's so rarely that you see it, and so when you get a guy that you see looks like he's on that trajectory, we hype it up to the point where you know, like you say, C.J. Stroud this year he struggled. But he got all that hype coming into the season. That's what we do. Caleb was the quarterback in Chicago.
Caleb.
Same thing, man. It's just that's just the nature of the beast, unfortunately.
Well,
that's just
Anthony,
how it is.
We always appreciate the call, and it's fun back and forth. I mean, and this week you're going to hear a lot of it, right? They're playing each other.
Yeah.
I mean, and now they're going to play each other for years to come in the division. All right, before we go on, I thought yesterday watching Saquon run for the